Oh, it's so all of these types of restoration projects are really community-based because there's never enough staff or resources to do everything yourself. So we depend on, the help of volunteers to help us either plant or, in this case, they were placing special tree shelters onto the deciduous trees to kind of accelerate their growth and protect them from predation. So we just don't have the staff time to do that ourselves. So we definitely need volunteers from the community to help us out. Otherwise, these projects would just not get done.